Hey, welcome to The Interactive Journey. Come along with us as we share the stories of parents, children, and professionals navigating a challenging world of various diagnoses, life transitions, and being human.
Welcome to The Interactive Journey. Ready, set, go. My name is Rachel Watson. I'm one of your co-hosts, along with the lovely and stunning...
Oh, Megan Chakowski. I'm sorry. I'm so distracted and excited because our show's on the road and we are beyond thrilled with what we have to talk to you about today.
And there she is.
Hi, it's me, Logan.
I need to say that the two of these lovely ladies are both wearing this beautiful shade of green. So I'm wondering if this is going to come out around St. Patrick's
Day. We're really excited for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, we're so glad you're here with us today, and we're even more glad to be here with Erica Richmond from Pride Paws store here in Medford, New Jersey. Thank you, Erica, for welcoming us into your beautiful, beautiful store. We are right here on Main Street. We set up a table here, and we are checking out all of the incredibly adorable and fun activities here that we could buy for our dogs, cats. Who else? Any other animals that we have?
So we found out that our treats, our peanut butter treats, are actually good for guinea pigs. So believe it or not, and so we have some clothes that'll fit guinea pigs as well.
Oh, cute. So bring your guinea pigs.
Yeah, and the clothes are great. They're from all of the local high schools. There also are bone-shaped mats that can go under the bowls, which are so cute. Also with representation from the local high schools. Because we are in what town right now?
We are in Medford.
Medford, New Jersey. So if you are somewhere close to here, you definitely are going to want to stop in to get some of your Cherokee, Seneca,
Lenape, Shawnee
gear. Okay, so take it away. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So like they said, my name's Erica Richmond. I'm 39 years old. I'm a graduate of Lenape High School 2002. Represent. I come from a teaching background. I taught preschool for 18 plus years. And then I decided to change fields and go into Pride Paws. And it's been a great fit. And I love it. And I love what I do.
That's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about what Pride Paws is and how it got to be where we are today.
So Pride Paws is a program set up for developmentally disabled adults. It's a job training program. It started out as four kids graduating high school, not knowing what was going to happen next. The parents were like, oh my God, the bus is going to stop coming. Oh my God, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? So they started baking dog treats in a church basement. Once they got too big for the church basement, they moved on to Cherokee High School Kitchen. Cherokee High School Kitchen wasn't big enough. They had bigger ideas. They formed a board, and the board turned into getting sponsorships and getting donations, and that turned into what you see today, Pride Paws, the store, and that opened 11 years ago, and we've been going ever since. We did close 2 years due to the pandemic.
It's a beautiful space that you have. It's very welcoming. There's a lot of room to move around in here, although there are displays in the center of the room. There's a lot of space, so I'm sure that that's probably helpful for accessibility purposes.
It is. I do have two participants that are in wheelchairs, so I had to make sure that, you know, we were, you know, ADA appropriate for them. We had two spinners in the back of the store right over there, and I took them out. I was like, get rid of them.
What's a spinner? Sorry.
So they had the collars on them, and they would just spin and turn. And I would walk away with bruises, and I'd come home every day, and I'd look like a battered woman. And I'm like, these have to go. So I started the collar wall.
Right. I know. It's a beautiful wall. Variety of colors, sizes, shapes. It's really, really nice.
We carry Upcountry and Yellow Dog. Right now, we have reflective collars, everything you can think of, every theme, every holiday, so, and birthday collars.
That's awesome. Birthday collars.
So to take a step back for a second, you were telling us that you started in preschool with preschoolers and then moved to this. How did you make that transition? How did that happen?
So I was working at the toy store next door part-time. My best friend actually owned the Wonder World toys next door, and I was working there, and the board came and said, we're losing our manager. We need somebody who has compassion, has retail skills under their belt, has this, that, and the other thing. And my friend Jess was like, I don't want to lose my weekend help.
Oh, she knew.
But my best friend would be perfect. She worked at Bosco. She worked at Macy's. She did managerial work in both. Even though she was only supposed to be seasonal, they kept her on, and she just kept moving up and up and up. So I took what I learned here and took what I learned there, and I said, all right, Jess, I'm going to go for this. I'm going to go for the job. Thank you for putting me in touch with them. I had two interviews, and I got the job here.
That's awesome.
So I had an autistic blind child in my class just before this coming in here, and I wanted to learn more, and that's what I was like, I have to do this. Like, I want to learn more. I want to do more. I want to help more. Where can I go from here? So
that's wonderful. Why animals?
I'm a big dog lover. At one point, I had 7 dogs at one point at my dad's house.
Wow.
Ranging anywhere from a Great Pyrenees Mountain Dog to a miniature long-haired dachshund.
Oh, my Lanta.
Wow. My mom passed away, and my dad was like, oh, she let me only have 3. I'm going to have 4, 5, 6, 7. Every day I would come to his house to cook him dinner, and he would be like, the dog doesn't know stay. And I'm like, What'd you do? How many dogs are you going to get? When he moved to Roxborough, the neighbors were like, yes.
So how many dogs did he have in the end?
7.
7. Wow.
Yeah.
So I now have a hard time with one.
Now he has 2 where he lives in Roxborough. My brother has 3 in Mount Laurel. Okay.
Wow. That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about the work that you do with, you know, some of the individuals who help to create what's here, what the space
so
is.
So my job is I'm hands off. I order the stuff, and then I say, I want you to put this out. Keep all the Kongs together. Keep all the tough toys together. But have your vision, guys, and then I'll come out. And if I don't like it, I'll say redo it. But if I love it, and usually I do, I'm pretty easygoing. They go with their own flow. I'm teaching them now computer skills. We're doing inventory. Katie is now working on putting inventory in this computer. She also does our weekly hours. She tracks everybody's hours and puts it in the computer, which is a great thing, great new skill that I'm teaching, because a lot of them are more than I realized in the beginning, and I want them to use what they have. So Right. Their skills. But they also make cards here. We have handmade cards that they make here. They make handmade blankets. We make snuffle mats, which are mats that you can put treats in and the dogs have to find it. Builds cognitive skills for them. They make dog biscuits. We have 3 flavors of dog biscuits: peanut butter, oatmeal peanut butter, and honey ginger. They come in a variety of sizes, large and small. They're all 8-ounce bags, and they're $6 a bag.
Wow, that's a great price.
Right.
Yeah. Homemade.
Love homemade treats.
How do you teach the people who are working here? You can say, sure, arrange it however you want, but how do they even know what's
so I have an older participant that's been here for a while, take them under their wing. I love to have them learn from each other. Okay. And then if they still have questions, come talk to me. But I want them to learn from each other first. So they'll be like, so I'll pair Elena with Becca, who's been here for 5 years. And Elena, when she first started, and Becca was like, okay, this is how we're going to do it. And I'd come out and I'd be like, do you have any questions? No? Okay, good, great. So I'd rather them learn from themselves, each other, than learn from me. Because, you know, I want when they go and find a job outside of here after they graduate from the program at 29, I want them to be able to go up to somebody and say, can you show me how to do this? Instead of just waiting for someone to come to them and show them.
Yeah.
I want them to have the confidence.
So how does someone get involved in the program?
So they can email me at erichmond@prideventuresinc.org or go on our website, www.prideventuresinc.org, and fill out an application. I always like to do a face-to-face interview. I want to meet somebody, learn their quirks, learn their everything about them, any allergies, you know, working with peanut butter, we have to have, you know, the peanut butter talk.
Right. I love that. The peanut butter talk is now going to be my reference when we're talking about that.
When you're doing interviews for people, right, let's have the peanut butter talk.
Yeah. So what's your stance on this?
I love peanut butter.
I do, too. I do.
So if you're allergic, I'm sorry.
Yes. But, yeah, so they just go online, fill out the application, or they can come in the store and fill out the application, and we'll do a face-to-face interview, and I'll see if you're a fit. And most of the time, they are.
That's wonderful. That's awesome. I think it's good practice, it sounds like, too, with interviewing skills.
Absolutely.
For the future. Yeah. Yes. Do you do anything to prep them for the interview, or is that more the family preps them?
Like, the family preps them.
Okay.
But what I do at the end of the journey when they're here is I will work with them and make their resume and get them ready for interview skills outside of here.
So I heard you say that 29, it's the end of, why 29?
Because we just felt we want to bring in new clientele. We want to be able to open it up to future people, future adults. So we figured 18 to 29, that's 11 years of being here. If you're not ready at that point, then you know, I mean, we can make it, possibly make arrangements for staying on, but most of the time they're ready to go before then.
I'm hearing Pride Paws too. for the next set of years, maybe
Pride Paws Farm.
Right.
So at that point, you graduate to the farm, and you do. If you're interested right. in that, you can learn about actual like farming or taking care of animals.
Like applying the skills in a different setting.
I'm like, dang, this is a great idea.
Business opportunity. Yeah. Well, bam.
Pride Paws meets interactive kids. So Proud Farm, interactive farms. I don't know.
Proud kids.
Yes. Interactive paws.
I love it.
Interactive paws. Kids paws.
Well, I always said that I felt my husband should have been a farmer. And he's a nurse, but I always felt like he should have been a farmer. So this may be how I get him on board.
So, Andrew, I have this idea.
That's right. So once they're gone, do you keep in touch with any of your individuals that you supported?
So I do. So I do try to keep in touch with as many of them as possible. I've had 3 graduate from the program. I've kept in touch, I have to say, with one. But I do email frequently. It's just a matter of them emailing me back or the parents emailing me back. And everybody has lives, and I understand.
Right.
And the one participant that graduated, she's working 3 jobs now. So, which is awesome.
That's incredible. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really, really good. So now, if you didn't hear, there's a customer in the store. So if you hear a little talking in the background, you'll know what it is.
It's because they're popular. Yeah.
Come visit us. And friendly pets are welcome, guys. So if you want to bring in your friendly dog or cat, like, please do.
That's great. I think it's definitely worth a road trip. I live an hour away. Everybody else is close, but I live an hour away. We have to bring Lucky up for a little visit. So you had mentioned that you closed for 2 years during the pandemic. So what happened during that time?
So that was before me. So the pandemic, I was brought in 2021. So we opened back up August 1st, 2021. But they closed for 2 years due to a lot of the participants having immunocompromised issues. You know, we didn't want to compromise anybody. So we figured close for the time being. They didn't know if they were going to open back up because the manager at that point was like, I'm not coming back.
Okay.
So that's when there was like ads in the window, and that's when they reached out. Jess reached out to me, and I said, let's do it. So, but during they were doing shopping online for a little bit during the pandemic when it was closed, but that didn't pan out. So they just ended up fully closing for this 2 years, but still paying the rent on this property so they could hopefully open up back up one day. So, and we did. And we had a huge grand opening. Right after our grand opening, we were granted with Wisfis Bank giving us $1,000 donation.
Wow.
We were live on Fox 29, Good Morning, Good Day, Philadelphia, I think it's their program on Fox 29. We had Bob Kelly here, mm-hmm. and we had the store full of people out front, and they presented us with a check for Wisfis Bank for $1,000. And they also bought $1,000 worth of gift cards to give out to people who came in that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so great. I'm really proud of the work that's done here, that making it through that time of being closed for 2 years. Everybody faced such diverse challenges in that time, and the fact that you were able to come back, and it looks like come back pretty strong, which is great.
I definitely made the store my own. I wasn't sure how the board would feel about some of the changes that I made because I kind of like just did it. And then I was like, oh, by the way, I did this. But they were like,
ask for forgiveness, not for permission.
Better, beg for forgiveness than to ask for permission. Right. Yeah.
So I was like, they're like, nope, love it. It opened up the store so much more. Get rid of the spinners. Hated him. Good.
Yeah. I'm
like,
right.
They're like, we put them together ourselves. We didn't really know if they were going to stand anyway. So
right. Now, is Pride Paws a nonprofit?
It is a nonprofit. Okay. We do have our sponsorship wall. We take anything, you know, $5 to $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, however much you want to give. So
I'll take all your money.
Yeah.
We're not but, opposed to a million.
We treat our $5 donations as much as we appreciate our, $5,000 donations. So everyone gets a spot. We've just started a weekly newsletter, so everybody gets a spot in the newsletter who donates.
Awesome.
What does the money go towards?
The money goes towards buying our ingredients for our biscuits, anything, materials for our mats, our bandanas that we make in the store, buying inventory, anything that we need to help them. So whatever I feel like we need to help them and to keep the store open, of course, I'm going to use the money for. So I'm hoping to get a marketing grant. I'm working on that now so I can get a banner with our sponsors on it and take it and hang it out front and take it with us to vendor events.
That's wonderful. What kind of vendor events do you
have? So we go to anything that's free, because obviously not being nonprofit, I don't want to buy a table, but if I can find like a place that's willing to give us a spot for free, we'll go to Johnson's Farm and vendor there. We'll go. We just did one at ACDT Training School last year. Okay. We did Pause for a Cause. Okay. So we'll go anywhere, and we sell our homemade things that we make, our blankets, our cards, like I said before, our bandanas, and we just take them on the road. And then I have participants come and sell at the tables.
So that's like interactive kids movie night would
be
a great place to.
Absolutely.
I'm glad all of our brains went to the same spot.
We have done movie night for the last 2 years right here in Freedom Park with Samantha Compton from Balanced Child. So yes, that was going to be one of my questions here. Would you like to partner up with us for this year? It's been very successful, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not afraid of work.
See the growth, the growth for it, and we want to, because the whole point of our movie night is to just have a night out with families that can come chill and relax, and you know, the sky's the limit with you know, it doesn't, nobody's going to get upset if you're loud or disruptive during the movie, because we're all being loud and disruptive.
Exactly. I love it, and I just brought on a brand new assistant manager. Her name's Kim Henson. And she has done wonders for this place as well. So I did want to shout out Kim on that. So
thanks Kim. So if you had $1 million, what would you use that money for?
So obviously a large chunk would go to Pride Paws, because Pride Paws now is my heart.
Oh.
But if I had to, and then split up some of it, I would go to Parkinson's Foundation, because my mom passed away from Parkinson's. So in memory of her, I'd have to donate, you know, some of that to there. And then my dad has diabetes, so I'd have to donate some to the Diabetes Foundation. And then, of course, the Breast Cancer Research Foundation as well. My grandma is in remission for 40 years from breast cancer.
Amazing.
So,
that's incredible.
Yeah. So those are the organizations that are close to my home.
That's wonderful.
So she'd give it all up.
Mm-hmm. It had to be donated.
Yeah. Oh, it has to be donated?
It has to be donated. $1 million you have to donate.
Oh.
Oh, so $1 million to keep. Pay off your house.
Since when is that our question?
I'd have to go on a vacation with it, too. And I'd donate a whole bunch to it.
Yeah, right.
My donations actually would be to pay off the education of everyone I know.
Right.
Education, or to send them to school. Right. And now I know Pride Paws, so I could donate here as well. Mm-hmm. I love it. Oh, this is wonderful. So how can places like us, like Interactive Kids or other agencies, help you?
So you can follow along with what we're doing. So if we're teaching counting money, if we're doing change, if we're, you know, working on register skills, you can work with that at your program. If we're doing social interaction with working with customers, you can pretend, set up a store. You know, set up a store at your place and say, all right, I'm a customer now. What do you say? Welcome to Interactive Kids Store. You know, how can I help you? If we're making bandanas or working on tying, you can work on tying like shoes. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that you can just follow along with what we're doing and just, you know, help us, help them, help you.
Right.
That's great. You know, it's hard. I see parents whose children are now adults. They're 21. They've aged out of school. Sometimes 22 now, because I know we get that extra year for a little bit. But they're done with school. And now what? So what are things that you might recommend to parents to kind of help their kids in that post-school age?
So there's not many programs like Pride Paws, unfortunately. We need more programs like Pride Paws. But I would look into a program like Pride Paws if there's one in the area. That way your son or daughter could have that extra help that they need before they're ready to reach out to fully get a job.
Right.
Because once they're done here, part of my job is to help find them a job outside of here. So we are now partnering with Central Bark as well as here. And I'm going to visit them on Monday morning, and I'm going to be seeing if we can have some of my participants do some of their shifts over at Central Bark, whether it's being a receptionist, washing dogs. So
what is Central Bark for this?
Central Bark
is
a grooming.
Grooming.
So they're a groomer. So if you mention Pride Paws, if you go to Central Bark for a grooming and you mention Pride Paws, 10% of your groom will go to us.
Oh, that's awesome.
So please go to Central Bark and please mention Pride Paws. So what do you think the world could use some more of?
Compassion. Absolutely compassion. Bottom line, a lot of people look at these adults with disabilities and say they don't want to work. They're lazy. They don't want to do this. They can't do this. Yeah. Why would I hire them? They can't possibly do this. And they can.
Right.
Give them the opportunity. And they're so much more than cart pushers, table cleaners. They can work a register. They can be social with the customers. They can work the foreground. They can do background stuff, but give them the chance to work the foreground. And then, you know, the sky's the limit for them, just like anybody else.
Right. Sound like my business partner. Sky's the limit. Did you have something you wanted?
What are some activities that you guys are involved in upcoming?
So we have food truck night the third Thursday of every month. It starts March 16th and goes through the third Thursday in December. We just did the opportunities for all job fair, which was awesome. It was sponsored by it was made by a high school senior who's going for a gold award in for Girl Scouts. So she set up a whole job fair for adults with disabilities. We just did that last Thursday, which was an awesome event. We got to see other people that hired adults with disabilities. But events coming up is food truck night. March 16th is our first one. So come on out and get some food and come see Pride Vault right along Main Street. You'll see like 10 to 15 trucks just lined up.
Sounds like a party.
It is. We're open extra late, 5 to 9. So it's food truck time.
What was the date again?
March 16th is our first one, and then every third Thursday of the month until December.
You know what day that's before?
Green Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's great.
Sounds like a whole weekend long party.
It is. It absolutely
from
is.
From food truck day to whole weekend.
There's breweries on the street. You have a beer, you know, come on out. It's fun times.
Fun. Bring your dogs.
Yes.
Bring your dogs. No drinking and walking your dog. It's inappropriate.
What?
It's not safe. That's not safe. You wouldn't walk your kid on a leash drunk.
You should walk your dog.
Yeah, don't walk your dog drunk.
I'm not saying you need to be drunk. You can't drink and walk your dog.
Okay, that's fine, but don't get twisted.
No inebriation.
I don't know. When they got to go, they got to go. Yeah. Obviously, I celebrate St. Patrick's Day a little different than you. That's why we have a fenced-in yard in Linwood.
That's how Lucky got his name.
Yes. My little shamrock. Yes. All right. Well, now it's time for Logan and her top 10.
Ready? We're going to ask you all the questions, and you just answer as quickly as you can with whatever comes to your brain.
Okay.
So a four-letter word that starts with H.
H. Hi.
Meaning elevation. Yes. Not related to our previous conversation.
I was like,
yeah.
That's like two. Uh-oh.
You put me on the spot here.
Your favorite store other than Pride Paws?
My favorite store other than Pride Paws, definitely Macy's.
A tool you never leave home without?
Tool? Do these all have to start with H?
No.
Okay. I thought you said. Oh my God, that'd be awful. Okay.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's
going
to be next time.
That's a new level of challenge.
So a tool you never leave home without, my cell phone.
Would you rather stay in or go out?
Stay in, for sure.
Your go-to lazy dinner?
Go-to lazy dinner, pizza.
Your favorite hobby?
Reading, for sure.
Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Your favorite rainy day activity?
Watching TV.
And your life motto?
My life motto, fake it till you make it.
Love that.
Or as Rachel has told us on one of our first podcasts,
face it till you make it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
It's my husband's favorite.
Yeah.
It's like the new motto in our worlds. This is awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So those at really this good point, it's your chance to give a little commercial for anything that you would like to share with us, either about this store or anything coming up or whatever's going on.
So we just started a brand new YouTube page. It started last night at 2:00 in the morning when I couldn't sleep.
And today is February 22nd.
We are Pride Paws Medford on YouTube. We are Pride Paws Medford on Instagram and Facebook. We just started a brand new social media campaign. If you follow us, comment on the giveaway for social media. And we have a $50 basket that we're giving away to someone who follows us.
Yeah, and this basket, first off, you happen to be a Star Wars fan. It has a little tiny Yoda in it. And then it has like a few other cute little toys, little St. Patrick's Day, Snoopy and Woodstock. What are they called? The bandanas, right?
Yeah.
Like
yes.
My dog won't wear a bandana.
So our bandanas also are, they're handmade right here in the store by the participants, and they're awesome because you don't have to tie them. The collar slides
the
right
loop.
Through.
Yep.
Oh, they're that the was best a clever ones. Idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So we got those because it doesn't get
it's not elastic, but right. The collar just goes right through.
Right, so they can't grow out of them. Just get the biggest size and just move along with their collar. It's great.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Next time I have a dog, maybe I'll have one that doesn't have such a chubby neck. I love you, Lucky.
Love you and your chubby neck.
All right, what else is going on? Sorry, I got excited about the van. Okay. I love a giveaway.
Yeah, so we are always doing giveaways. Today is actually National Walk the Dog Day.
It is.
So walk your dog.
February 22nd is National Walk the Dog Day. We're doing a promotion. If you buy a harness or a collar today only, you get a free bag of our homemade treats of your choice. So I'll go through the calendar every month and see what goes along with our store, what we do, and run promotions that way. Get a free catnip, get a free bag of toys, get a this, get a that.
Okay.
Just trying to get people in the store.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's great.
That's awesome.
And one more time, what's your website?
www.prideventuresinc.org.
Got it. And... phone number, just store phone number?
Oh, store phone number, 609-257-3198.
And what's your address?
We are 26 South Main Street, Medford, New Jersey, 08055.
Okay, and I have to be honest, I think I've been on Main Street in Medford two times in my whole life, not recent. It is so darn cute.
It is really cute.
There's so many little shops. It would be like a great Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, bring
activity.
Your kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep, bring the dog for a little visit, walk around. Yes, bring your kids because there's a toy store right next door, little place to
There's antique next door, antique shop.
Oh, yeah, that a lot of repurposed things in there look really cute, I am. I'm all about that kind of stuff.
Sure. Oh, that's cute.
As soon as I walk past, I'm like, oh, I like that
stuff. We know Megan's going to be doing after this.
I will be returning to my full-time employment and going right back to work immediately. Well, this has been so much fun.
Thank you so much for coming out. Yeah, I appreciate you coming to me and coming to the store and seeing what we have to offer. Thank you so much for reaching out.
Thank you. Thank you for
happy
what you
to
do.
Have you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Happy to have you. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Looking for more? Be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app and Instagram at The Interactive Journey.
Questions, comments, or want to be a guest on our show? We'd love to hear from you. You can message us at podcast@interactivekids.com or on Instagram @TheInteractiveJourney.